dog.
Episode 90 of the podcast, Your Mother Ate My Dog. Shout out to my aunt who followed us after the Tetsuo episode. Boy, oh boy.
Oh, she's...
What an episode. And no, it's not dozens of people. It's four people.
Yeah, well, you know, dozens, four is, you know, goes into 12, so that's got to mean something.
One of those could be me. One of those could be me just making sure it worked.
Well, you know, anyways, we don't want to dwell on the finer details.
Episode 90. Do you watch any movies in the last 7 days?
I have not, just the one we watched for the podcast. No, I haven't been too watchy lately. What about you?
I watched a movie this weekend that wasn't a podcast movie.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered Indian food and we were like, we should watch a movie. And so we watched a Nicolas Cage thriller.
Oh.
You'll never guess.
Probably not. What did you watch? Mandy?
No. In 2023, hour and 45-minute film starring Nicolas Cage. He's in the Cayman Islands. He's fighting the bad guys. It's called The Retirement Plan.
Oh, okay. And how was that?
5 out of 10.
Pretty mid. Was he at least a highlight? Was it like him being good and the rest of the movie sucking?
Yeah. Like, nothing wrong with Nicolas Cage. It was just like the fight scenes were kind of lame. There are a lot of plot holes. Yes, I know. I'm getting to it. There are a lot of plot holes. In one instance. So you have seen the Twilight movies. We watched Twilight for the podcast. The movie Twilight.
Yes.
Robert Pattinson. Mm-hmm. The Retirement Plan starred Ashley Green, who was in Twilight.
Okay.
I don't know what she played or if she was even in the movie that we watched, but she's in the Twilight movies.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great actress. And that was kind of the theme. Ron Perlman also in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of given up. It was like just a free trip to the Cayman Islands for a lot of these actors. And it showed one scene where Ashley Green, she plays Nicolas Cage's daughter.
Yeah.
Also named Ashley.
Oh.
She was in the storage area of a boat. You know, you open the hatch, you go down the hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep your things in a boat. And because she had something that the bad guy, played by Jackie Earle Haley, who was in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, he played Freddy Krueger, not important to the story. He's the bad guy. He's trying to get something from Ashley. So she hides. And it was kind of a comedy movie as well. So everybody got guns, except one of the bad guys didn't get a gun. He got a grenade. So this guy accidentally blows himself up, but puts a hole in the boat right by Ashley's head. So water's coming in. She has to, you know, figure out a way not to die. But as this is happening and like she gets saved, the boat doesn't sink. The boat fills up with water, but the boat's still just kind of sitting there. Perfectly fine.
Hmm.
That's the kind of stuff that we didn't see in Mystery Men.
No. No, nothing like that.
The film we're watching. Not Benjamin Button.
Not Benjamin Button. Although maybe that should have been what we've watched.
Yeah, so that was the one movie that I watched. The Retirement Plan. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Could be worse. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be the Mystery Men.
The food was good. before we get into it, I have just some coffee news trivia for you.
Oh, wonderful. We haven't done that in a while.
No, so I can't remember where I was. Last week I had to deliver mail somewhere, and there was a coffee news. Perhaps it was some sort of establishment where they sell. Oh, no, I know exactly. Okay. So, you know, Quadra McKenzie.
Yeah.
Little Victoria history here. There's like, there's a gas station on the one side and then kind of like a strip mall with a bunch of random stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like a hairdresser. And there's a kung fu studio.
Yeah.
There's also like a Waffle House.
Right.
Like a... the Dutch. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I deliver mail there and they had a coffee news. I'm like, yes, should look at that. But I didn't. So I just went online and got the trivia.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it reminded you of its existence anyway. And then it made you go online. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, well, we probably should do something. Because I know you're not going to have anything to talk about. Because you're not going to want to talk about your sleep apnea. So we'll do some coffee news.
And there's not going to be much to talk about the movie, let's face it. But yeah, let's do some coffee news.
It's kind of a... This is a rare film where it's like, you're the one who's throwing shade on it right away. Being like, what a load of garbage. And I'm like, yeah, it was, you know, I can't wait to talk about it. There's some positives.
Okay.
Question number one. And you can play along at home if you like. Not you play along here,
yes I
but
do
everybody else can play along at home. Okay, the Forbidden City is located in the capital of what country?
China.
I'm gonna say Italy. I'm gonna say that they think that the Forbidden City is the Vatican City.
Okay,
because
okay,
Pope bad. China's probably the more the better answer,
right?
Question number two, another country-based question. In 1975, the country of Angola won independence from which of these countries? A, Belgium, B, Portugal, C, Germany. Do you know where Angola is on a map?
Angola's in Africa. Pretty certain about that. I'm going to say it's Belgium. I don't think the Portuguese really colonized a ton in Africa, but I don't know.
I'm going to say Portugal, just because of where Portugal is. And they do have like those, I don't know, is it the Canary Islands or is that Spanish? They have like an island group that's close to Africa.
You might be right. It probably is Portugal, but whatever.
Well, it's probably Germany. I mean, say that. Okay, question number three. How many squares are usually on a bingo card? Bingo card.
25.
Yes, 25. That is the correct answer. Four. Alicia G. Otis invented which of the following things? A, escalator. B, a passenger elevator. Or C, a home blender.
Boy.
Escalator, elevator, home blender.
I've got to go with blender.
Yeah, blender seems like a weird one with escalator and elevator, but I'm going to say elevator.
Okay.
The last one has to do with the oceans and what is in the oceans.
Water.
Number five, a coral reef is a plant. True or false? Coral reef is a plant. True or false?
That's an interesting question. I think...
Thank you.
True.
Yeah.
Are you there? Josh, are you alive?
I just scrolled down.
Passed on to the next life. He's gone. Still says I'm recording, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me or if this is all going to be cut out. but we shall wait for his return. I shall continue to fill empty space.
Can you not see me?
You guys? You guys ever read Coffee News?
Can you not see
I know
see
it's
the,
in like
the thing.
Dairy Queens and where else do you
can
see
you
those?
Can you not see the thing that's going?
Lots of times you see them in fast food places. I don't know of any non-fast food places I've ever seen them.
Can you not see the
food
thing that's
in general.
Going?
Sure, Josh saw it in the Dutch. But yeah, what else is there to talk about? Still thinking about Tetsuo, the Iron Man. That was a movie.
China.
Crazy movie.
It was still, China.
I don't know if I want to watch the other ones in the series. I think there was one more or two other ones. But I do know that sometimes you watch like the second or third of a series and maybe it ruins the first one for you. So it's a difficult decision, as they say. How's everyone's week going? How's work going? Working away, you know. It's inevitable. Capitalism, it's a thing. And yeah, I hope Josh comes back because this is the most terrifying thing I think I've ever done. The weather and pets. What kind of pets do you guys got? Cats, dogs, birds? Are you a bird person? I don't know. I can't say. Mainly because I'm not you. I don't know anything about your pets. Are you sleeping right now? I think that's a common thing to happen while you listen to the podcast. Just fall asleep. Which I can appreciate. I'm really not sure where Josh is at this point. I think maybe his computer has exploded. My best guess. Yeah, boy, oh boy. Let's see. What's my favorite Disney movie? Sure, that's something you might be interested in. Probably Hercules. That's the answer I always give. But my favorite animated movie is The Road to El Dorado. Very good movie. Very good music. I've currently asked Josh through Messenger if he's okay. Because as we've stated before, Josh is gone. I think maybe his computer has exploded. But I said, are you okay? He has yet to respond. He's seen my message. Don't you hate that? Someone's seen your message and they don't respond. So I know you've seen it, boy. Give me an answer. Maybe his laptop like literally exploded and now there's just like a fire raging through his.
I was scrolling down to check the answers on the Coffee News and then you just couldn't hear me anymore. Like it did the robot thing and then, but it didn't change anything. I could see myself talking on the little bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was listening to you going on and on and on. And I was, all I had to do was go back and then go forward again. But I tried to stop the recording and then record again, but it said it was already recording. So that's why I try to get you to stop. But then I guess it's not the same. You're not probably seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. So.
I know. On my screen, you had just left.
Amazing. Amazing.
Pretty good stuff.
So, yeah, I guess. The thing that you do is you look at things on your phone. Maybe that's something that I'm going to have to start doing. Because this whole computer thing isn't working.
Right. It's much easier. I don't fuss around with anything on the computer when it's recording. I just go on my phone and that way it's no chance of fucking
getting rid
it up.
Of everything. Except for this conversation. Coffee News. Well, yeah, thanks for holding down the fort.
You're welcome. That was the most terrifying thing
well,
I've ever
sometimes
done.
Sometimes I like doing that to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
so you do you remember the questions? Me neither. First answer is China. You're right. That was the Forbidden City. China. The answer to number two is Portugal. Angola was Portuguese.
Okay.
You were correct with your 25 bingo, because, you know, bingo, five across. 25 things in a bingo card. She invented the elevator. So I was right, and it was false. Whatever the question was, it was, oh, a coral reef is not a plant.
Okay,
great. Now let's get to this movie that you hate. Mystery Men, 1999 film, two hours.
Felt like an eternity.
I watched it over truly, it did. Two different sittings. So I watched an hour and a half.
Right.
On like Thursday. And then I watched the last half an hour this morning. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't despise it, but I mean, it was pretty damn boring, don't you think?
It was an interesting premise. In 99, apparently, this was the year of the superhero films, one of many. Ben Stiller played, remember him in Friends as the, he played like that role.
Yep. Yeah,
that was the role angry he played as. And like the timing kind of makes sense. It's kind of around 99, maybe a little bit earlier. William H. Macy, you know, he was good in this. A little boring. Paul Rubens,
I guess so.
Big farter.
Yep. Spleen.
No, like, it wasn't the best movie we've ever watched, but it wasn't.
I just wish all the super, like, I wish they were just a bit more interesting. They're just like, we're lame superheroes. And I was like, yeah, you are lame. And it's just kind of not that fun to watch.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's the whole premise, though.
I know, but it was, yeah, but I don't know. It just didn't land for me. I didn't think it was all that funny. Or
there were,
laughing, I don't know,
two or three moments where I chuckled a little bit. But, like, it wasn't super funny.
Right. No. But I think
lost
it was
a lot of
really
money.
Hard to be funny.
The director is only known for directing commercials. And then went back to doing commercials after the film.
Yeah, good old Kinka Usher.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a whole lot to say about this film. I did like Captain. Was he? Who was the actual superhero's name?
Captain Amazing.
Yeah, Captain Amazing. I liked that part of, like, the part where he just dies. It's kind of unexpected, and
that was good.
Him and then the bad guy dying at the end. Like, that was decent. You know, faces ripped apart and stuff.
Yep. Poor old Jeffrey Rush.
Janine Garofalo, you know, did all right. The acting wasn't terrible for the most part.
I guess.
It was just like a perfectly fine movie to watch on a Monday morning.
Yeah, I mean, it felt very long.
Yes.
Like, there was, I legitimately, like, okay, this movie must almost be over, and it was like exact halfway mark. So, sweet Jesus, what else could they possibly
do? Yeah, they could have cut a lot.
Tom Waits was in it. I mean, I think Tom Waits has been in like four of the movies we've seen.
Yeah,
for the podcast.
I don't understand. Like, his role was just to give them like weapons.
Yeah.
Cheer them on at the end.
Yeah, you know, makes perfect sense.
I guess I was in a better mood than you and watching this film.
Could be. Could be. Maybe watching it in two sections was the right play.
I've sat down and watched a podcast movie all at once in probably months. I just don't have. Well, because I.
Why is that?
Well, no, I normally don't only like have sitting down
for movies.
My mornings. So I have, I don't know, probably like an hour in the morning where I can sit down and watch a film before work. I mean, I could get up earlier, but so then I usually just like break it down into two mornings and that gets it done. Even Tetsuo was 67 minutes long. I had to watch the ending probably like an hour before our podcast last week. I don't know.
Any big positives for you? Like, I thought the sets were okay. I mean, they obviously had their budget wasn't like minuscule. They had a pretty big budget. I think you could tell. It's like 70 million or something like that. And I think this movie made like half of that.
Yeah, not great. I mean, 6.1 out of 10 IMDb score. Just a good parody film.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Hank.
Sure. I think there's a reason a lot of people haven't heard of this.
Well, I think a lot of people have heard of this one. Well, okay, I guess.
I don't think so.
Growing up in the mid to late 2000s, having cable, this film on all the time. Hank Azaria.
I must have missed that channel because
Hank. I mean, a funny part was Hank Azaria with the accent, and then he took the accent off and had a conversation with his mother. That was at the end when they were like, "Oh, what's the name of your superhero group?" And then the reporter was like, "Oh, this group of mystery men," and then like, "Oh, I have a great name. It's the super." Buddies or whatever. I thought that was, you know. Well,
pretty funny.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. It was boring.
Okay. So yeah, next time you just go with your gut and you go Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe my era of picking bad movies on purpose, it should just be done with.
You picked this movie because you knew it was a bad movie?
I assumed.
Ben Stiller.
And I assumed correct.
Hank Azaria, William H. Macy, Jeffrey Rush. And you're like, that's a bad movie. There's superheroes. Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know. The only thing I knew about this movie was that the Smash Mouth song, All Star or whatever, the music video like has parts of this movie in it. That's literally the only way I knew about this movie because I saw like some big name actors in the music video. I was like, that's sort of weird that they would do that. And I was like, maybe it's like an actual movie or something. And there you go.
I think the issue is going from one of your top 10 movies you've ever watched in your 32 years to this one.
That doesn't help, that's for sure. I try to go in with the right mindset. You know, I try to be like, it's not going to be the same type of movie. Just try to have fun with it. But it just.
Next week, we're also watching. Well, this wasn't really a parody film. It's just a superhero movie. But they kind of, you know. Next week is kind of a parody film as well. But
okay,
hopefully better. Unsure.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, okay. Well, so this podcast is kind of going just as well as the movie went for you.
Yeah, this is not our... This is... Yeah. I just... It's not nothing to talk about for this one.
Okay, let me think. Let me think here. What's your favorite Ben Stiller movie?
I just had this thought. I was trying to think of that. It's like, do I really like Ben Stiller in much, really, at all? I mean, the first Zoolander is pretty good.
Yeah, Dodgeball.
And I've... he's not in Dodgeball. Oh, yes, he is. Never mind. Dodgeball's okay. Yep. What's that fucking... I haven't seen, like, the Fokker movies.
I Meet the Parents. Those are
pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah. But besides
Tropic
that,
Thunder,
I don't
know. Tropic Thunder, Men in the Museum. There's Something About Mary. He's in Madagascar.
Yeah. Madagascar.
He's there in the is. Cable
That's
guy.
That's my favorite. He is in the Cable Guy. Yes, that's
He's
true.
He's an Anchorman briefly. Okay, fine. That's it. It's over. Mystery Men. Let's do our obligatory scores. Get this show on the road.
Yes, let's.
I'll do acting first. Wasn't a like there's no Oscar winning performances here, but I thought the main, I mean, Paul Rubens, I don't know what he's doing, but Ben Stiller needed to have like a bigger, he needed to be more of the star, but he kind of fell in the background with his you know, Rachel's boyfriend performance as Mr. Furious. I'm going to give acting a 6. 6 out of 10. Pretty generous.
A 6. Yeah, I'll say. I just thought everyone was so boring and there was no, like, good performance to cling on to. Like, to sort of drive the movie along. It was all just kind of meh. Ben Stiller wasn't that great. Greg Kinnear was okay. Jeffrey Rush was hamming it up, I think, the right amount. He was probably my highlight, if I were to pick one. But I am a bit biased, because I really do like Jeffrey Rush. But besides that, I mean, I thought it was all pretty mediocre. I'd give acting like a 4 out of 10.
Rough. Okay, well, the ending. I'll do the ending first, since you don't want to talk about it. I don't even remember how it ended. They won. There was like a bowling
That's
ball.
It. They win.
Also,
yep, the bowler.
So the plot of this film didn't really make a lot of sense at the beginning, when like Captain Amazing was like, I want somebody to fight again because he's bored or whatever. So then he brings Casanova Frankenstein back, great name by the way, and then loses immediately and then dies. And then like, what's the point? Anyways.
That's a great question. What is the point?
Yeah, I guess I'll give the ending a 4. Just because it's like,
okay.
It was kind of, we knew it was going to happen that way. It's kind of obvious how it's going to end. Mr. Furious was always going to save the day. And the team was always going to team, and then, you know, they had a bowling ball. So yeah, 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, I'd probably give like a 3 out of 10. Something like that. It's just kind of like, okay, he gets the girl and they win. And I mean, the only good part about the ending, which I don't know if you even call it the ending because it happens like 20 to 30 minutes before the ending, is that Captain Fantastic dies.
Happened like an hour.
So that was a little unexpected.
Into the film. But, yep.
maybe it was an hour. And so, yeah, I mean, that's not even the ending. So that's just kind of formulaic and boring.
Okay, what would you give this movie as a whole?
I will say again, I appreciated the sets, you know. They definitely, I can appreciate a good budget, put it that way. And there were, I guess, a few decent moments. I mean, most of the time I was just bored. I wasn't like rolling my eyes. And I mean, I went on my phone for part of the movie because I was just like, this is really not engaging me at all. I would say pretty lackluster, especially for like a superhero thing. The effects were pretty shit. Except maybe the death scene of Captain Fantastic and Frankenstein. So I think maybe I'd go like a 3.5 out of 10.
Wow. Not your worst film.
Yeah. Not the worst film we've seen. Definitely not, but not good.
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. What I look for in a film is something that isn't terrible, can hold my attention. And, you know, it's a feel good film. Makes sense for the most part. Character driven. Ben Stiller's in it. So I give it a 5. You know, it was fine. It's a fine movie. Looking back, once we wrap this whole thing up, I'll go and I'll average out the scores of Jesse movies versus Josh movies, and it's going to be ridiculous, the difference. But
yeah, probably. I think we also need to average out what I've given movies versus what you've given movies and see who's, I don't know. It goes back and forth. Sometimes I think you're tougher on movies.
This year,
sometimes I think I'm tougher on movies. So it'd be interesting to see. Yeah.
Okay. Mystery Men is done.
What you got lined up?
Well, I've had this movie on my list for weeks and weeks, and I just keep pushing it down. So keep finding other movies that I'm like, well, I want to watch Tetsuo the Iron Man instead, or The Wrestler instead, or The Prestige instead. But finally, we're watching Val Kilmer's first movie, Top Secret, with an exclamation mark. Let's see what people say about Top Secret. It's a 1984 film. The cover is just a cow with the words "shh, Top Secret" on. It's an action comedy film. The film parodies various film styles, such as musicals starring Elvis Presley, spy films of the Cold War era, and World War II films. So this is going to be a different one. It's going to be a wild ride.
It's got Peter Cushing in it.
It's only...
That's fun.
It's only 90 minutes.
Omar Sharif.
A nice hour and a half.
Yeah, I can live with that. I've heard of this movie. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It could be a little culty classic.
Good choice. Could be.
And then, so Google asks, is Top Secret a good movie? But it says it is not as good as Airplane. Have you seen Airplane?
Okay. No, I've seen lots of clips from that movie, but I've never
apparently Top Secret is it. From the same people who made Airplane.
Okay.
Reddit.com calls it a laugh riot. You normally don't like comedies.
A laugh riot.
This film you just watched, Mystery Men, 1999, not a laugh riot. But hopefully you find some enjoyment out of this one. I recommend maybe watching it tomorrow to get Mystery Men out of the taste of Mystery Men out of your mouth. And the new
get the taste of men out of my mouth.
New film, new happy laugh right into your mouth, and you'll smile and stuff.
Okay, I may or may not take that advice.
So are you excited for the UConn?
Yes, I am very excited for the UConn.
Do you have sleep apnea?
That's going to be a lot of fun. I have not heard anything back. I need to call this week and see about, like, it's always kind of strange. Like, am I going to call and then be like, yeah, how long are results typically? It's like, oh,
right.
I don't want to bug them, you know?
It's only.
Plus, I also got the referral through TELUS Health, and I don't know how good, how diligent the doctor who referred me is going to be about contacting me about the results. Because I think it's up to him to go over the results with me.
Right. I've never done TELUS Health. I'm not sure how that works.
Do you have a family doctor, or you just don't?
Have a family doctor. I'm just never sick, and everything is good, and we're just gonna keep knocking on wood.
Okay.
Megan uses TELUS Health. To get like prescriptions filled and stuff. So I've been around when TELUS has been called.
Right.
Okay. Well, did you feel like you passed?
I'm pretty certain I have it. So.
Or is the test to prove you have it so you would pass, and failing would be to not have it?
Right. I think I have sleep apnea. So whether that's a positive pass or negative fail.
So what happens to be if seen. You have sleep apnea? You have to get a machine?
My guess is they have to probably figure out exactly what's causing it. Like, because it could be obstructive sleep apnea. Like I could have, maybe I have like naturally big tonsils or something, or a deviated septum, or maybe it has something to do with. Like, it could be a whole slew of things. So maybe it's sort of like looking into exactly what's causing it. Because I don't think a machine's going to fix it if I have a
deviated septum.
You know what I mean? Possibly.
And that could affect your paddling future.
Maybe.
Speaking of paddling, so you probably have explained this to me before. But last year you went to Samoa for the Worlds. The World Paddling Championship. Mm-hmm. What's the time frame on that? Is it every year, every 4 years?
So for world distance, it's every 2 years. But then also every 2 years on like the gap year is world sprints. So like last year was world distance in Samoa. This year is world sprints in Hawaii.
Gotcha.
Next year is world distance in Brazil and so on. No, I didn't try out. I could have very easily have gone if I wanted to have, but I just don't really feel as though, like, I feel like if I'm going to go to worlds, I want to make it somewhere a bit more, perhaps either interesting or somewhere I've never been. I've been to Hawaii plenty of times. So like Brazil, I'm interested in Brazil. I've never been to Brazil. And I think sprints the next year is in Singapore. Definitely interested in that.
Man, if only they paid for your trip.
Yeah, then that would be an absolute
no-brainer. Yeah, it'd be like you're kind of gaming the system. Just being like, yeah, I'll be on your team, but let's go to Singapore.
Yeah, I wish it were like that.
Maybe more people would try out though, and
should
more
have got
competition if there's more money in paddling. But
that's true. That's true. I should have gotten into a different sport. I should have gotten into rowing.
It's never too late. Unless you have sleep apnea, then it is too late.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yukon, huh? Whitehorse. Mm-hmm.
We will be going to Whitehorse. I mean, a big part of the trip, too, is like Mackenzie and I have never been to most of like the interior of BC. So, you know, we're going to be stopping in all sorts of Fort St. John and Lillooet and Stewart, BC, and just like you name it, the big places as you go up.
You just name like the smallest places?
At least one night.
Are you going to 100 Mile House?
Did I? Yes, you know, we'll the other driving mile past houses. 100 Mile House. Yeah, we were going to stay in 100 Mile House at one point, but the place that we wanted to stay was not responding to emails. So we're staying in Clinton instead, which is very nearby. 100 Mile House.
Very exciting.
Well, how far?
Let me just get a map up. No.
Have you been to Prince George?
Not been to Prince George. No.
Have you been to Fort St. John?
The highest I probably have ever been would be Golden.
Smithers.
Yeah. I haven't traveled up. Just east.
Right. Golden is pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
I'm
east,
just like looking at.
I would say.
It. How high I've been in BC, and Golden would appear to be the highest. Golden, about the same height as Clinton, turns out. Oh, yeah, Quesnel.
Yes.
Prince George, Bear Lake. Are you going to stop in Mackenzie?
You know, that wasn't on the plan, although you would think for just for the...
Well, if you're going through Fort St. John, then you would maybe. Mackenzie doesn't seem like it's on the road. It just seems like it's.
Yeah, you kind of gotta go off the. So, like when we're going up to the Yukon, like so basically, once you get to Prince George. Wait. Let me see here. One second. Stewart. There's a place where, yeah, Prince George. Then there's like a fork in the road, and you got two options. You can go left and go up to like Burns Lake, Smithers, Stewart, Dease Lake, that sort of direction. Or you could go right on the Alaskan Highway and go to like Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, Fort Nelson. So like on the way up, we're going to go on the left-hand side, the non-Alaskan Highway side. And then on the way back, we're going down.
So on the way back, you'll be all tired and you won't want to make that trip to Mackenzie just for the photo.
We might, because it's like we're staying in Dawson Creek one night. And so Mackenzie looks to be maybe a few hours away from there. Or something.
Great show.
Probably 2 or 3 hours maybe. And it's on the way. So I could see that happening.
Well, fun.
Very fun. Very fun indeed. We might make a quick stop in Alaska just to say we've been there. Because if you go to Stewart, BC, which we will be staying in Stewart, it's like a 2-minute drive to.
Right. So you better bring your passport.
At that point. Yeah, bring the passport. Just go over there just to say we've done it, you know?
Yeah, why not? Then you can go and you can
why not?
Buy something at the grocery store just to say you've done it.
Yep, get a Alaskan. Snack of some kind.
Maybe a Klondike bar. Oh,
well, Josh, it's been fun. A Klondike bar. Oh, yes, very good. And I've grown weary of this, as you can tell. And I think it's time to put people out of their misery. What do you say?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting episode. Lots to be covered. Lots to look back on. Because, you know, what you were going on about, people need to hear that.
They do. Yes. Get a little bit of secondhand.
It happens anxiety. Once every month, it seems, so.
Right. Probably a little used to it. Okay, well. Thank you. Talk to you again, never.